I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Eugene Poetry Slam turns its attention to topics romantic and intimate. In the season's final Poetry Slam on Saturday, June 10th at Tsunami Books, author Wendy Strigar will be a participant with material from her new guidebook to intimacy, Sex That Works. She's written for years about intimacy in her blog, Making Love Sustainable, and is the founder and CEO of the company Good Clean Love. Welcome to KLCC, Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Well, is it fair to say that this book is as much about feeling as it is about touch?
Yes, truly, you can't have an intimate life if you have cut yourself off from your feeling self.
When we get to a healthy definition of intimacy, how do you see it impacting the other aspects of our lives?
You know, I always say that if we could only solve one problem in the world and it was sexual, it would solve all the others. People laugh at me when I say that, but I really think it's true. I think that when we become more comfortable with who we are as sexual beings, we're so much more open and curious to every other part of our life. And a lot of times we don't even realize that until it starts to happen. And the other side of the sexual coin of desire and sort of living through your libido is anger. And so when you think about like the suppression of physical passion and desire, how that often turns into this repressed kind of fury, anger, I mean, I think that's just what we see playing out everywhere.
One of the aspects that you talk about quite a bit in the book is the concept of courage. And how do you see courage applying in this case?
There's no way that you can sort of move into the depth of your erotic soul without courage. There's a quote in the book that gets re-quoted a lot about that real sexual courage is not about taking off our clothes so much as it is bearing our heart. Becoming a resilient, sexual, curious person is a big part of what courage means, and being persistent at it.
That also connects to another primary theme in the book, which is the more meditative concept of awareness or sheer presence. How does that connect to courage for you?
You know, if we cannot bring our attention to the moment we're in, you could argue that we are not in it. Really, what it requires is just coming into a room, closing a door, and actually being open to what can transpire, experiencing the moment through our sensory capacity, which is so rich, and that most of us never even taste our food, right? Or we rarely stop and actually smell flowers. All of those things inform us when we want to be intimate. That's what that surrender looks like. Our hands are literally miraculous in terms of their capacity to sense and feel. But how often do we just have a physical conversation where we run our hands over somebody's body without an expectation of getting anywhere and feel what that feels like to be felt? That's actually where the magic starts to happen.
Are there things in this book that apply for those who are celibate either by choice or situation?
We always want this relationship, a sexual relationship to ourselves first. Somebody else doesn't give us that. We share that with somebody else. If we don't have that ourselves, how do we expect somebody is going to show us that? What sex should feel like is this deep dive into the most mysterious part of what it is that makes us human. And that takes everybody to fully show up and not actually hold other people responsible for showing us how to get that.
And when we successfully dive deeply into those most intimate places, what seems to result is gratitude. And gratitude is a closing chapter in this book. So how does gratitude interact with intimacy?
You know, what I would say to you is that in the last moments of your life, the only thing that you'll count is who you loved and who loved you back. And we spend so little time in our day-to-day life focusing on that. You know, I have 4 kids and I'm married forever, 35 years. And I don't have this like oozy, like gushy, oh, I love my people all the time. But how I would trick myself into finding it over the years when I was just overrun by sporting events or homework or laundry was that I would imagine that as they drop them off at school or dorms or airports, that would be the last time I would ever see them. And if you just even for 10 seconds imagine that this moment is the last time you will ever interact with the people you love, you're a fool if it doesn't make you love them more.
Wendy Strugar, whose years of writing from her blog Making Love Sustainable have been distilled into her new book Sex That Works. She'll be part of Eugene Poetry Slam's 7th annual slam focusing on sex, love, loss, and romance. It'll be at Tsunami Books on Saturday, June 10th at 7 p.m. For more information on the event, see Eugene Poetry Slam on Facebook. For more on Wendy's writings, makinglovesustainable.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.